What's up, everybody, and welcome to the pregame show. I'm Trey Gonzalez of All Sports Best, and I am here today with Tegan Rogers of the Carlsbad Cave Girls. How are you doing today, Tegan?
I'm doing good.
Good. So we want to start off by thanking our very valued, highly valued sponsors, Yum Yum Yogurt, Farm Bureau Bobby Bowen Insurance, and Albertsons Supermarket for all they do. But so I want to start off, Tegan, with how you got started in basketball.
I started playing upward, but it really wasn't basketball. It was just people coming together and playing for church-related purposes and fundraising. But then I stopped playing that, and I got back into it eighth grade year and just kept going with it.
What got you back into it in eighth grade?
Mostly people just telling me that I would be really good because of how tall I am, and people encouraging me to get back into it and saying that I'd be really good for the team.
Yeah. So how has that height advantage helped you so far, and what have you done to improve on how you take advantage of it?
Well, at first I'd kind of just stand there, but now I post up a lot better, and with Coach Zumram helping me figure out how to position myself as a post and post moves, it's affected me tremendously.
Okay, good. So you guys are ranked number one, and that which is huge to the city of Carlsbad. It really is. What does number one, being number one, mean to you?
For me, I think that it's a privilege. Like, this is probably the first time ever that Carlsbad has been recognized for that, for girls, for girls basketball.
Right.
And we have worked very hard to get where we are right now, and I think, yeah.
Okay. So a part of working really hard in the road to success that you guys have had, and especially right now, was dependent on last year's season, right? You guys got really close. You made it to the semifinals, were eliminated at that point. But what did losing, getting so close and then losing last year do for you guys this year?
Basically, it just showed us that we all have flaws and we all have our bad moments, but it brought all of us closer together because we know that we're capable of doing things. And also, we have film from last year, and we've watched like our mistakes and what we can work on as a team to get better.
Absolutely. What are you looking forward to in this season?
I'm looking forward to our team bonding nights and all of our fun times that we have, like how we used to sing last year karaoke at Ryland's house and all that good stuff, and just getting closer with everybody. They're pretty much my sisters.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's one of the biggest parts of being on a team is having that chemistry. It's awesome. Who would you say would be like somebody that you look up to as far as like working hard, or as a maybe a player that motivates you, somebody like that?
Well, since I got brought up my eighth grade year, Rylan was one of the people I really looked up to, and Hannah, and they've graduated in the past. But now, probably, I would have to say I look up to my coaches a lot.
Yeah. So since we're talking about how role models have affected you, how do you get ready for a game? I know that you've probably seen other people do it before. How do you do it?
If it's traveling, then I put my headphones in on bus rides, and I listen to Christian music, anything in that area, because it really like gets me fired up, because I'm a strong believer of Jesus. And
so a lot of getting ready with the team, it comes in the locker room, right? Mm-hmm. So what is the locker room like to you? How does it feel?
It's mostly a combination of like jumping around and music and everybody dancing, and we just have fun because in the end it's just a game.
Right. So we have about 15 seconds left. Do you have any shout outs you'd like to give before we get started?
Yes, I'd like to shout out to all my family members that have supported me through all this, and all my coaches, including Coach Zumram.
Awesome. Well, you guys heard it here. Thank you very much for being on here with us, Tegan.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
Hello and welcome back to the show. I'm here once again with Tegan Rogers. I'm going to throw a little bit of random, like, rapid fire questions at you. So are you ready for that?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So first and foremost, what are your plans for after high school?
I kind of don't really have any right now, but I'm just going to leave it in God's hands. When wherever he puts me, he puts me.
Have you had any basketball offers yet?
No, sir.
Do you have any colleges that maybe you would be really, really excited about if they asked you?
Yes.
What would they be?
Wayland, Texas Tech, I wish.
Okay, so you want to be in Texas is what I'm hearing.
Yes.
Yeah? Okay. Now I'll start with the real rapid stuff. What's your favorite subject in school?
Like, does it have to be like math or something like that?
It can be anything.
Art.
Art, and why is that?
Because that's pretty much what I'm really good at.
Okay. Favorite emoji?
The cross emoji.
Okay. Anything, let's see, planned for the Christmas break?
Practice, games, working out, not much of family time.
Okay, very cool. Favorite TV show?
I don't really watch TV that much. American Horror Story, I guess.
Okay. Favorite singer?
Oh, dang, that one's a hard one. I don't think I have a favorite singer.
Okay. But your favorite genre then, maybe?
R&B, hip hop, that kind of stuff.
Okay. Favorite brand?
Nike.
Nike, okay. Maybe a dream place to live?
I've always wanted to go to Rome.
Okay. Favorite movie genre?
I'm into romance movies.
Okay, romance movies. Do you have a favorite movie in particular?
It's not romance related, but Avatar, the one with like purple cat-like things.
Okay, so mm-hmm. Very cool. Good movie. Let's see. What did you do this summer that you think was most beneficial to you this year?
Probably I went to every single basketball-related thing that I could go to this summer. So
perfect.
Probably
that. Awesome. Well, thank you very much, Tegan, once again, and good luck out there.
Thank you.